It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And boys, oh boys, do we have an interesting islander for you today. Someone who we have gotten to know very well over the last number of years. He's been at this for a very long time, too. Our good friend Mike McDonald from the Upper Room Hospitality Ministry is here today. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you are the man of the hour this time of year. Of course, we have our Stuff-A-Bus food drive coming up. And we want to get to know the man behind the Upper Room as well. We see you, you know, everywhere and on the news, and you're with us, and you're all over the place. But we're gonna peel back the layers a little bit and get to know.
He looks nervous now,
Mike McDonald. Let's start away from work. All right, do you want to shout out your family? Let's give people a sense of where you live. You don't need to give your address or anything like that. Just give us your background, Mike.
Absolutely. I live over in Stratford with my wife and my boys. And actually, I grew up in the old part of Stratford, Bunbury. And so I kind of stayed in that side of the bridge and been over there my whole life.
All right. So not a very far drive for you to come check us out on Thursday when we're at No Frills.
Just around the corner.
And I know firsthand that Mike's quite involved in the community, especially with ball and hockey, I know, from the past.
Yeah, certainly. My boys are getting a little bit older, and they don't want me around quite as much as they did.
So. Funny how that happens, isn't it?
It does.
It does happen. And very inspiring fact that you have been with the Upper Room since when?
2001.
Wow. So, my math says that's over 20 years of doing this and
that's
helping the community.
Math.
And it's not just, you know, it's not just a job. It's really being tied into the community and helping people live their lives, which is a big deal.
Yeah, well, and I guess I would say it kind of started out as just a job. And, you know, when I first started it, you know, you need to work and that type of thing. But, you know, it's certainly, I think I've grown a whole lot in the role and things have changed a whole lot. And, you know, I certainly appreciate the work that I get to do every day. And I've got a great team of people that I work with, and I know you guys know me and stuff, but, you know, we got a team of employees and a team of volunteers that make my job so easy.
Yes, for sure. And we're going to chat more about the need this time of year. And, I mean, let's face it. The big fact of the matter is that, again, this year, I would say usage is probably up for the Upper Room and food banks across the island. So we'll leave that there for now, but we're going to get a good sense of what we're up against with the Stuff-A-Bus food drive, which kicks off on Monday. So we'll have more with Mike McDonald, our interesting islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, coming up next in Ocean 100.
Since 2004, 90% of women say they've done this to improve their appearance.
As much music as you possibly
can.
Hey,
it's Darcy.
The next
Join us weekday mornings on the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Darcy's Trivia, brought to you by Robin's Donuts. Call Facebook or text us with your answers and instantly qualify to win a $100 weekly gift card from
health, safety, and economy. Litter is a big problem with a simple solution. Don't do it. Keep it clean.
This message paid for by the province of PEI.
There is a special weather statement from Environment Canada for heavy rains tomorrow. Today, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 23. Tonight is mainly cloudy with rain beginning before morning. Winds south at 20, gusting to 40, and a low of 16. Tomorrow, rain at times heavy with amounts of 20 to 30 millimeters expected. Wind south 30, gusting to 50, and a high of 19. Right now, it's 17 in Summerside. It's 16 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. 5% of moms say they craved this when they were pregnant. What is it? Text me with your answer, 902-368-1720. We will have more with our interesting islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. It's Mike McDonald from the Upper Room Hospitality Ministry. As we get ready for back to school and our Stuff-A-Bus, it's coming up, starting on Monday. April Wine, say hello. It's Ocean 100 750. Celebration calendar up next for the Confederation Bridge. We'll get there in a second. We're joined by our good friend Mike McDonald from the Upper Room Hospitality Ministry. And Mike, of course, with Stuff a Bus looming large. This is another important time of the year. You can classify it. Would you say that this time of year and like Christmas are the two very busy times for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is kind of the start of our busy time of the year.
Yes.
Is how we look at it. And really, it's the back to school, and it kind of all runs from that to Thanksgiving to Christmas, and then just cold, long winter months.
Mm-hmm. And let's avoid talking about that, please. Yeah. You were mentioning earlier that the summer months are like typically when things are slower, but maybe not seeing that so much this year.
That's right. Usually the summer months, June, July, August, are when we kind of get to regroup and, you know, kind of plan things out for the winter. But yeah, really not this summer. Mm-hmm. Our numbers are up, food banks across the province, about 26% over the same time last year. So it is a struggle. We've had people, days at the Upper Room where we've had more than 100 families come in the run of a day. So it's a busy summer. It's been a busy year. There's a lot of people out there struggling, and you know, we're just feel good that we're in a spot that we can help people. Mm-hmm. And without community support, we couldn't do it.
And that's my next thing, because you know, it doesn't happen without people making donations at the grocery store, dropping things off. You know, I have been trying to preach that it's good to get into a routine and do it, you know, maybe not just back to school and Christmas time, but do it year round on the regular if you're able to, because the need is always there. And 26% year over year, that is a massive increase. That's a massive increase.
It is. There's about 4,200 to 4,300 people each month that rely on PEI food banks. So
okay.
It's a lot of people.
So
I know. When I was out in the fall campaigning and speaking with people, I know that there was families that told me that even the difference, you know, when furnace oil increased, like sometimes the difference of like $40 or $50 per month in their budget or in their expenses is enough to, you know, tip things sideways, and that they're just very much struggling and not able to pay their bills. So you would see that. And when we see inflation, all those things, big impacts on your clientele.
Yeah, absolutely. And whether it's the price of oil, the price of gas, you know, the price of just getting your kids back to school, every increase makes a difference. And when we see those, we certainly see more and more people coming in. And you know, it's nothing for us to see 70 to 80 new households coming to the food bank in a month. People that we've never seen before. And, you know, nobody wants to go to the food bank. Nobody wants to ask for help. And, you know, we just try to make it as comfortable as we can, and non-judgmental, and welcome people as much as we possibly can.
Tough choices that a lot of people have to make this time of year. And often food is what's left out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to pay your rent or your mortgage or, you know, whatever it may be. But food is often the one that's kind of left out, or parts of it are left out. And, you know, our biggest thing is to let people know that it's okay to come. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, you know, if you should come or not, give us a call. We'll walk you through the process. We'll try and make it as simple as we possibly
Mike's
can.
Mike's a nice guy. Mike's a nice guy. He'll help you.
And
sure.
Do you know what? We have lots of nice people.
Okay, good.
At the food bank.
So humble.
And,
so humble.
You know, all we want to do is get people in. We get people out and help them as much as we can.
All right. We'll have more on that topic coming up very soon. But let's segue into happier things, happier birthdays and anniversaries. All right, so here we go. If your name's on the list, you're qualified. You might win a bridge pass here in mere minutes. Landon McDonald, happy 15th birthday from Mom, Dad, and Sister McKenna. Riley Grace, happy 28th from Mom and Dave. Ralph Irving, the original Hay King, we are told. That's from Cody, B, Jewel, Matt, Joel, Lisa, and girls. Carrington Darosh is 12 today from Mom, Tyra, and Summer. Verna McDonald, the big 6-0. Happy birthday, Verna, from son Brandon and daughter-in-law Kendra. Isabel Chapel, a happy 20th birthday today in Charlottetown. Love Mom, Dad, and first sister Daisy. A happy birthday to Christina McLean. Oh, we're told this is another crown fixer.
She's one of the group. She's another crown fixer.
Happy birthday, Christina. And Beth Craswell celebrating today. We have a ton of tomorrow birthdays too, Joe.
Yes, we do. First of all, an anniversary. This is wishing my best friend and hubby Wayne a happy anniversary with love from Denise. And Denise and Wayne are in Milton Vale celebrating 28 years. Happy anniversary. Boyd Murray in York celebrating 67 years. Happy birthday. Or no, this is an anniversary. Janice and Sean Shea in Fortune Cove, 7 years married. Dreen and Shea in Skinner's Pond, turning 28. Ashley McAdam celebrating a birthday in Tracadie Cross. We have twins, Melissa McIsaac and Olivia Doran. Or Doran?
Doran.
Doran. Thank you, Darcy. Happy birthday, love mom. And they're in West Prince turning 30 years old. And also happy birthday to my daughter, Darcy, who turns 12 tomorrow.
Hey. Hey. Not only do I love your name, but happy birthday to 12.
12. And I do get told from Darcy that I have to be clear. I'm not supposed to call you Darce because I call her Darce.
Okay.
Like there's some confusion at home with the Darcy here, the Darcy there.
Call me anyway. Whatever the heck you
I got
want,
some
man.
Other names you can call him. That's all right. We'll take
I knew Scott Chapman would perk up here soon. Thanks, pal. Let's give away a couple of bridge passes right now. Trudy Pierce and Holly Phillips, we will mail out your bridge passes. Congratulations to you. And happy birthday to everybody.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit your announcements. Then be listening.
Effect with those heavy rains expected on Saturday. Confederation Bridge, open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, thank you very much, Scott. It is 8:04, Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Let's take care of Darcy's trivia. A big thank you. People are texting in. I'm having some good conversations with folks this morning, making their guesses for Darcy's trivia. And, of course, up for grabs, a correct answer gets you in the draw that I'm going to make here in a couple of minutes. A $100 gift card from Robbins is going to be going out the door. So today's question, 5% of moms say they craved this when they were pregnant. What is it? Some very good answers. A lot of people said peanut butter. People said pickles. Had olives as an answer as well. It was none of those things. It was much weirder than that. Much, much weirder.
Okay.
Jill, would you take a stab at it? Any guesses?
Well, I'm thinking along food items like pizza or something.
That's
like
a
food combo.
Yeah, no. No, you're wrong, though.
Ginger ale.
Not ginger ale.
It's our house, it was ice cream and chips.
That's just you, though. What did Helen have?
Exactly.
Yeah. The answer is toothpaste.
What?
I don't know if that's scientifically proven or not, but the answer is toothpaste. And who am I to argue with the internet
toothpaste.
And what it tells
Wait,
me?
Like eating toothpaste?
I doubt it's eating it. Just,
so
like,
just
the, maybe
more
the
teeth
flavor.
Brushing? More teeth brushing.
Maybe toothbrushing.
Maybe?
I didn't delve into the answer very much, Jill. I just
Inquiring
took the
minds
answer.
Wanna
I
know.
Let's give away the $100 gift card. It's going to Ryan McDonald from Stratford. Hey. And Ryan works at the QEH and plays every morning, so that's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much, Ryan. We will get your gift card in the mail. More with Mike McDonald from the Upper Room coming up as our interesting Islander in the next few minutes.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware, where customer service is...
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And we are very pleased to be joined by our good friend Mike McDonald from the Upper Room Hospitality Ministry, our interesting Islander this week. And, of course, we're coming into the peak season for the Upper Room and food banks in general across the island. And I'm sure, I mean, you can only really draw from your numbers, but I'm sure that if the numbers are up in town here, they're likely up everywhere across the island as well.
Yeah, they definitely are. And pretty much every food bank is seeing, you know, the same increases, mm-hmm. right around the 25 to 26% mark. And mm-hmm. It's a matter of it's Tignish or Surrey or anywhere's in between.
And we've talked about the need for the community through the summer months and how it's increased. And something that you've mentioned that seems to happen in the summertime is that maybe the donations, you know, people are busy in the summer and maybe the donations aren't coming in quite as much.
Absolutely. People are busy trying to enjoy the beautiful summers mm-hmm. on PEI. And so, you know, our donations certainly do slip, but, you know, we're pretty hopeful that in the next week that kind of turns around and donations start to come in.
And I know it doesn't happen. And I really hate to ask, but do you ever look at, you know, the shelves and you're kind of like, okay, well, you know, we're getting used a lot here this week. We really need some extra stuff. I know you have things in place, but just seeing it go out the door at a quicker pace. Yeah. What's that like?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We kind of have, you know, we do have inventory and we try and keep, you know, enough inventory to keep us going all the time. But it is amazing how quickly the, you know, the shelves empty. And, you know, if you have 100 families coming in through a day and everybody's getting a couple boxes or a couple bags full of groceries, it really doesn't take long to empty that. And, you know, just as an example, you know, we're giving out 100 boxes of cereal on those days type of thing. So it does empty pretty quickly.
So with Stuff a Bus, are there some specific items that people who want to support that they can bring to make a donation with?
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly it is that back to school time. Mm. So we are looking for things like granola bars and other items that kids can take to school. We do ask if it can be peanut free. It makes it that much easier for us and of course for them as well. But it's not just the foods that kids can eat at school. It's, you know, the breakfast items and it's the supper items mm-hmm. and the snack items and all that stuff as well. So, you know, whether it's things like pasta and sauces or boxes of cereal, we can use it all.
And I know things like baby food can go a long way.
Baby food, diapers, personal hygiene items, mm-hmm. all those things come in. You know, everything is expensive. And the more that we can give out, the more money that they can save and put towards something else.
And I want to make sure that we get this out there because a lot of people have taken advantage of the ease of donating by, you know, using e-transfers or logging into a website to do it. And you guys are set up for that. So if somebody wanted to be making a donation, a monetary donation on the regular, they could do that. So, like, what's your website and explain the process there?
Yeah, absolutely. So right on our website, urhm.org, there's a donate button, which takes you right to Canada Helps, and which is an online donation platform that we use. And yeah, you can make a one-time donation. You can set it up that it's a monthly donation, a weekly donation, whatever, however you would like to do it. And, you know, the big thing is that no donation is too big or too small.
Right.
And whether it's a $5 donation or two cans of soup or, you know, it all adds up and, you know, we can use it all.
And again, the website, urhm.com.
.org.
Well, I knew I'd screw it up. .org. URHM.org. All right. We'll have more with Mike McDonald from the Upper Room coming up next.
Hey, folks. Lawrence Maxwell here, and I'd like to invite you to the Mount Carmel Summer Concert Series. Shows take place every Sunday night at 7 at the Mount Carmel Parish Hall. This Sunday's concert features...
Store 680 University Avenue.
Don't forget to load your PC Optimum offers.
There is a special weather statement from Environment Canada in place for heavy rains tomorrow. Today we've got a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 23. Tonight mainly cloudy with rain beginning before morning, wind south at 20, gusting to 40, and a low of 16. Tomorrow, rain at times heavy with amounts of 20 to 30 millimeters expected. Wind south at 30, gusting to 50, and a high of 19. Right now it is 17 in Summerside, and it's 16 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Thank you very much, Jill. Coming up before we get to 9 o'clock, we're still going to give away a faux fur pet bed from our friends at Sleep Country in celebration of National Dog Day. So still a couple of minutes to get one last minute ballot in at ocean100.com. Also, we are going to be awarding a pair of tickets to check out the Thane Dunn Elvis Show.
Yes.
Coming up at Red Shore Park After Dark. We will chat about that more before 9 o'clock, too.
That guy's Elvis.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And we'll have more with Mike McDonald chatting one more time about our Stuff a Bus food drive, which kicks off on Monday, and the need at food banks across PEI. It's coming up next. Ocean 100, John Mellencamp, Hurts So Good. A happy Friday to you. The 26th of August already. Next week will be the final week of the month of August. And then we'll be into September, back to the routine. And next week, obviously, is a huge deal because it's our Stuff a Bus food drive getting kicked off in Tignish on Monday. Tuesday, we'll be in Montague.
Summerside
at Vogue Optical. And then we'll be in Montague at Vogue Optical on Wednesday. And then Mike and Andrea's No Frills in Stratford on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I got that right, right,
you
Dad?
Got that right.
You okay. Did get that right.
And we have been joined through the last hour with Mike McDonald from the Upper Room Hospitality Ministry here in Charlottetown, kind of giving us an overview of what food banks are experiencing right now. And you have mentioned that, of course, the big thing is that numbers are up, even year over year. Like last year, I recall talking about how much numbers were up. But again, this year, you're like seeing a 25% increase through the summer months.
Yeah, that's right. We were up about 15% last year over the previous year.
Wow.
And now we're around the 25, 26% mark. So it's, you know, there's a lot of people that are barely getting by.
Yeah.
And Mike, you had said, and I think it's important for people to know, you have a broad group, like a lot of people use the services. You have noted the increase over the summer months and who's coming, but it's families, it's kids in their 20s, like it's all kinds of people, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there's no part of the population that kind of escapes hunger and, mm-hmm. and poverty, and whether it's young people just starting out, we're seeing more and more, we see families with kids, we see more and more seniors coming through the doors,
right?
And I guess our message mainly is it doesn't matter, you know, what your family makeup is, if you're employed or you're not employed, if you need help, that's what food banks are there for.
100%.
And, you know, come through our doors, give us a call, send us an email, whatever it may be. And, you know, we'll respond to everything and kind of walk you through the process and get you food as quick as we possibly can.
For
and
sure.
Well, it's so meaningful and it's so important. And that food insecurity, even if we look at kids and just the way their days start, yeah. And how important nutrition, breakfast, all that is. And our contributions can really, you know,
it makes a difference.
Makes a big difference just overall well-being. So I can't encourage people enough to come out and see us and contribute to the Stuff a Bus.
It absolutely does make a difference. There's so many people that rely on it. It's the, you know, kids can't learn, you know, mm-hmm. if they're hungry, and the stress on mom and dad if they're hungry and all that type of stuff. So it certainly does have a huge impact on our community.
Well, you're a great man, Mike, and you have a great team with you at the Upper Room. I know we probably don't see you nearly as much as we should, but again, I'm going to keep waving the flag saying that if you can donate on a regular basis, be it monthly, be it weekly, whatever, even if it's just dropping a couple items in the donation bin that they have set up at every single grocery store. Yeah. And it's good to see. I go to a lot of these places and I'm seeing those bins overflowing, which is pretty nice to see too. So great stuff. We will definitely see you next week during the Stuff a Bus food drive. We are looking forward to it. Again, the website to donate, urhm.org. Yeah?
All right.
You got it.
Thanks, Mike.